it seems like the secretary shouldn't accept the affidavit of filing if the address that they give doesn't meet the residence.
But you don't have a heart.
That it should be rejected.
It just barely works.
Good morning, all. We're going to call the Rules Committee, Committee on Rules and Administration to order. It's Wednesday, June 20th at approximately 9:35. Our purpose today is to cover one agenda item, and that relates to the approval of payments of legal bills on an employment issue that's currently before the Senate. That bill amounts to $84,683.50. It is summarized in detail in a packet that is within your packet. The motion before the committee would be we need a motion to approve the payment of the invoice dated June 13th, 2012, in the amount that I stated.
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Senator Roebling. I'll make the motion to approve the invoice.
Okay, Senator Roebling moves the payment of the invoice at the amount stated.
Mr. Chairman?
You can take Senator Syndrome.
Senator Metzen?
Yeah, I'm just curious where we're going with this and how high it could potentially be. This is the first installment. And I don't know if any is there light at the end of the tunnel, or does anybody know kind of where we're at? I can see where the taxpayers could eventually get up to $250,000-$300,000 that the hardworking taxpayers would have to pay. So I don't know. Can we get a kind of a status report?
Senator Metzen, we're limited. This being a personnel matter, I don't feel I'm in a position to be able to comment on advice of counsel. I think the fair answer to your question is, frankly, we don't know at this point. And that's probably about as far as I'm able to go.
Chairman, it scares the dickens out of me. I mean, this thing could get $500,000 that somebody's going to have to pay, and that's the taxpayers of the state. So, anyway.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Bach or
Mr.
Senator
Chairman,
as well.
I have a question on the invoice, the earlier one, what's been described as the unpaid one on March 23rd. It's near the second to the last page. I believe March 23rd was the day of the Ethics Committee hearing. And I see on that day we were billed for 12 hours of time. And Senator Fischbach can probably shed some light on this, but it seems like the Ethics Committee met and then recessed, and we went into session, I believe. And we were in session for some period of time that day. And I remember, Senator Syndrome, you calling me and leaving me a message that the Ethics Committee was not going to reconvene at some point, even though they had only recessed. And they never did actually come back in that day. And I'm just wondering how, and I don't know how many hours the Ethics Committee met that day, whether it was 4 hours or 6 hours or whatever it was, how we ended up getting billed for 12 hours for that day. That seems like, it seems like a lot. And I'm very uncomfortable paying people to just kind of sit around while we're on the floor during session. I would have to think that whether our attorney was here or not, or whether she was doing some other work while the committee was recessed, but it seems a little unfair that we would allow the clock to continue to run when the committee is in recess while we're in session. But maybe Senator Fischbach can tell me how many hours they met that day, what time they went in. And I don't know if Ms. Nolan's here or not, but that's $330 an hour is a lot of money. And to pay an attorney to just kind of be around while we're in session seems a little problematic. So can somebody shed some light on what happened that day so that we got billed for 12 hours?
Senator Fischbach, do you recall?
Senator Syndrome.
I vaguely recall. I might have some comments. I don't
And I guess I don't remember exact time, but I want to say it was 3 or 4 hours that we actually met. In addition, there was we were having quite a bit of discussion because it was we were in uncharted territory and what we could and couldn't, you know, discuss in public at that point. And I know that we did quite a bit of discussion about, and so that I had a better understanding of how we should deal with some of the issues that were coming up, as we are at this committee meeting too. What should and should not be discussed in public at that point. So there was a lot of things going on, even though we weren't necessarily meeting as a committee. There was other discussions going on, and I know that there was some meetings with myself and Mr. Bodern and the attorney, and so we were going through that. So, you know, I am... trying to remember, like I said, that I think we met 3 or 4 hours that day in committee, but there was a lot of other things going on in addition.
Senator Langsett?
Mr. Chair, members, you know, when something like this comes up, usually we go to the past and try to figure out how things were handled. I seem to recall that when Senator Roger Moe was... There was a lawsuit against him. I think it had something to do with some campaign activity within his office or something. He set up a defense fund, and that defense fund, which was raised by, you know, private capital, paid for the attorney's fees. I think later when there was actually a settlement, I think there was like $50,000 settlement that was picked up by taxpayers. But if I recall correctly, there was this fund set up, and then it was raised, money was raised around the state, and that paid the attorney's fees. And so I'm wondering if this is setting a new precedent by the taxpayers paying for it now. Now, I'm sure there's been other things in the past that I don't recall. That one happened to be in the news a lot, like this one is, so I do remember that one. But I'm not sure if we've got some kind of historic precedent is how this is done. But in that one case, if I recall correctly, it was private money that paid for the legal fees.
Senator Langsett and members, Mr. Bodern offered a couple comments in my ear that I think would be wise for the entire committee to hear relative to that case and that history.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Langseth, I think the matter you're referring to included both a civil proceeding and a criminal proceeding. One of Senator Moe's then employees, Mary Hennessy, initiated complained to the ethics board. A criminal proceeding resulted from that. My understanding is the legal defense fund that you're referring to related to defense of some Senate employees in the criminal proceeding. There's a separate civil proceeding under the whistleblower statute. The Senate paid the law firm of Fagery and Benson to represent the Senate and several Senate employees in that matter. Those funds were paid by the Senate. I've reviewed the minutes and records, and there was no Rules Committee action pertaining to that, and as you suggested, the costs of settlement were paid by the Rules Committee, from the Senate budget in the civil proceeding.
And Mr. Bonner, in that case, there was not involvement of the Rules Committee? Is that what the record suggests?
Mr. Chairman, I made every effort to review the minutes and records relating to that, and I can find no Rules Committee authorization for payment of those expenses.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
Senator Bach.
To Senator Langseth's point, I mean, I read the AP story this morning, I guess like everybody probably did, and it talked about a lawsuit has not been filed yet, and it talked about the possibility that other senators and staff of the Senate are likely to be sued also. So I kind of to Senator Metzen's point, kind of where does this all go and what does this all cost? We haven't even been sued yet, and we're incurring almost $85,000. And then what happens when the other shoe drops and other members of the Senate, I think the names are public, I think they were in the notice to sue file that was filed with the state, the other members of the Senate, and I believe the secretary was mentioned as somebody that potentially would be sued. I think to Senator Langseth's point, I think a legal defense fund is a very good idea here. I think, you know, the election of the majority leader is a caucus item. It's not a vote by the full Senate. There's simply a resolution that comes to the Senate based on what the caucus does. And this all stems out of, really out of internal caucus politics of who the majority leader is going to be. And I'm troubled obligating the taxpayer for something that really is internal. I'm not asking the Republican Senate caucus to pay this bill. I'm just saying I think you should, being in the majority, you should pursue the idea of a legal defense fund. This could be a lot of money and a long time. And I don't have an interest in settling this out of court. I don't think the Senate did anything wrong. But the cost of defending ourselves, who knows where this is going? I think the majority should have a conversation about setting up a legal defense fund and trying to raise some money for this so that the taxpayer is not on the hook for who knows what the number is going to be. McDonald's, I see a McDonald's coffee cup over there. I mean, didn't they get sued like $1 million or more than $1 million? They settled out of court for somebody that spilled coffee on themselves. I mean, I just don't know where this is going. And I don't think we should settle it out of court, because I think that sets a very bad precedent for the Senate. We're an aggrieved employee.
Senator Bach, we have to be careful. We need to really focus on the bill. It's
from
the standpoint of
Senator,
reasonable and necessary. We're maybe getting to the edge of
Senate
strategy.
My point is, I don't think I should. I had, and my caucus members had, no responsibility for the situation that we're in. And I don't feel an obligation to have to vote yes on this. And I think I don't think people should dismiss the idea of setting up a legal defense fund so taxpayers do not have to pay for this. And it's probably not a conversation the Rules Committee needs to have, but I think it's something that your leadership team should discuss, because there's going to be other bills coming somewhere, someday. Someone's going to make a decision to either settle this or going to drag on for who knows how long. It's going to cost the Senate and the taxpayers a lot of money.
Okay, any further discussion? Not, there's a motion on the floor. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
I read that majority being ayes, and the motion is adopted. So we do have some additional work with the subcommittee on committees, and that involves Senator Bach and myself. And yes, we need to adjourn the Rules Committee. I'm sorry. The Rules Committee.